Coming up on today's show.
Before every single match, the varsity team gets together and we say a prayer. And the girls they love this tradition. It's been there since I played. And they will come and remind me, hey, Taryn, we haven't done our prayer yet. We need to do our prayer before we play.
Peace be with you. This is Catholic Sports Radio, located at the intersection of your faith life and sports life, and on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, YouTube, and lots of other platforms. I am Bruce Wozniak, talking with Catholic guests who are current or former athletes, coaches, referees, umpires, clergy, administrators, and more from the pro, amateur, and scholastic ranks about the intersection of their faith life and their sports life. Stick around, as I'm going to be asking for some of you to assist me. I will explain more coming up. Meanwhile, the show website is catholicsportsradio.net or .com. They'll both get you to the same place. Be sure that you have signed up there for free for the Catholic Sports Radio e-newsletter that gets sent out each Monday. I had an exclusive in the edition that got emailed last Monday, December 16th, and I do like to aim to include content in there from time to time that only gets seen, or at least gets seen first, by people on that email list. Now, while you are on the website signing up for the newsletter, look at the top of any page on the site, and you will see social media links, logos for the show, meaning Facebook, X, Instagram, and YouTube, so that you can engage with me and the show that way. The Catholic Sports Radio community is the Facebook group, consisting of listeners of this show and some past guests. That is free to join, and you can also find a link for that too on catholicsportsradio.net. I do truly enjoy hearing from listeners, really. Social media, as well as the website, all give you the opportunity to contact me, as does traditional email, which you can do through bruce@catholicsportsradio.net. Now on to my ministry moment for this episode. In NFL news recently, a linebacker for the San Francisco 49ers was suspended by the team for refusing to play in a Thursday night game against the Rams, walking off the field rather than go into the game. Here in Tampa Bay, we saw something fairly similar a couple years ago when wide receiver Antonio Brown took off his jersey and walked bare-chested off the field during a Buccaneers game at the New York Jets. You can probably come up with an example yourself of someone you've witnessed in sports who has decided that the rules didn't apply to them and they could do their own thing, whether it fit in with the team or league parameters or not. It's not too different from trying to convince yourself as a Christian that minor sins aren't so bad or that certain facets of church practices are optional. The fact is, we don't get to pick and choose. Rules in sports are in place for a reason, just like the Ten Commandments. Looking at the Old Testament, Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 22 says, quote, "Carefully observe all these commands I am giving you to follow, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, and to hold fast to him." At the beginning of the show every week, I always list off a few of the many platforms where you can hear Catholic Sports Radio. I hope you find it simple to listen each week, since in this technological age we're living in, things can get a bit overwhelming sometimes. Healthcare is complicated. It doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility. Enroll anytime, choose your own provider, and select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/catholic-radio. Moving on now with this week's episode, my guest is the head varsity volleyball coach at St. Francis Catholic High School in Sacramento, California, where she was previously the head junior varsity and assistant varsity volleyball coach. As a student athlete there, she had led the team to the state championship as a junior in 2005, before later going on to earn 3 All-Big Sky Conference awards at the University of Montana. Her coaching career began as a student assistant at Montana and included a stop at Nevada as a volunteer assistant and director of volleyball operations. She also coached club ball for Northern Nevada Juniors. Welcome to Catholic Sports Radio, Taryn Wright Campbell.
Hello, thank you for having me.
My pleasure, Taryn. I'm hearing some moving around in that intro that I just read off. Tell us, where were you actually born and raised, and what was the family size?
I was born in Fair Oaks, California, which is a little suburb outside of Sacramento, and there were 3 kids. I'm the middle, so I have my older brother, Chris, myself, and then my younger brother, Stephen, with my 2 parents.
In the lead-up to today, I was told that you are a cradle Catholic. What did that look like, both in terms of Catholic education as well as just the presence of the faith in the household as you were growing up with your brothers?
Yeah, I did go to Catholic school from kindergarten all the way to 12th grade. The school I went to, my mom was actually a teacher at, and we would go, you know, to Sunday masses as a family when we were younger. My dad was actually baptized when I was in college. He would come with us to masses as well, but he never really became officially a Catholic until I was in college. But he always supported, you know, us going to mass on the weekends. He always supported us going to Catholic school our entire life and learning about God. And he was always very involved in, you know, asking us questions about what we learned in school and, you know, just what the gospel message meant to us. So it was just in our household ever since I was little. And, you know, after college, when I came home, I eventually started working at a Catholic school with my mom and have been there ever since. And I love being able to teach kids about the faith, talk to them about it, be able to pray with them daily, and now being able to bring that into my own personal household with my kids. It's been really a full circle moment, and definitely something that I cherish, and it's very important for me to raise my kids the same way as my parents
did. Let's circle back. You said that you did have Catholic education. So was that K through 12? Was it one school? Was it 2 schools? What specifically was the Catholic education? Names of schools, locations, and like I said, what grades?
So I went to a Presentation Catholic School, which is in Carmichael, California. That was from kindergarten to 8th grade. And then 9th through 12th grade, I went to St. Francis High School in Sacramento.
Okay. Now, I didn't want to steal your thunder. So since I usually ask guests how they got started into sports, share all about your mother and all that she accomplished in the gym, and as a result, the impact that that had on you in terms of drawing you to volleyball.
Well, sports was kind of a given in my family, so to speak, because my dad actually played soccer at Stanford. He started coaching the women's program at Stanford and Santa Clara.
Wow.
Back in the day. My mom played volleyball in college and then also played soccer in college. And so when I was born, my mom had just taken the job at St. Francis. So I was 14 months old when she started coaching at St. Francis. So I grew up on that campus, literally. I saw, you know, the old gym that is now then turned into a cafeteria, and now it is like a rec room where they do student council stuff. And so I've seen literally the school transform, and, you know, the impact with her in volleyball, specifically at St. Francis, is huge, just with the number of girls she's worked with. As a child, I got to watch her have those impacts on student athletes, watch her train these girls to go, you know, off to play in college, some not. I remember growing up and idolizing some of those girls and wanting to be like them. I mean, I remember convincing my mom to help me buy a pair of shoes because my favorite player on her team that year had those shoes, and I had to have the same ones as her. You know, so once she decided she was going to retire, you know, it was something my mom and I always talked about, a possibility of me taking over for her. But it was one of those full circle moments of, like, all of the things I saw her do, I now have that wonderful opportunity to work with these girls at St. Francis. And I know not only the impact the school and volleyball had on me, but now I get to have a role in that as well. And I'm just very grateful that that is something that I get to do and a passion of mine.
Yeah, we're going to come back to that. But for the audience that doesn't know you, that is not familiar with the program, is thousands of miles, maybe even on a different continent away, tell the audience how many years your mother ended up coaching there, because I want them to understand the impact that she had and whose footsteps you were following, because this was not a couple-year job for her.
No, she was the head coach there for 35 years.
Mm.
She always joked when she first took the job, her ball cart was a shopping cart. So she literally saw the program, you know, grow throughout her 35 years there.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think you're not kidding either. An audience, I sound like a broken record so many times on this show when I'm reminding you, those of you who are parents, those of you who are guardians, those of you who have legal custody of young student athletes that you're raising, this is the impact that you're having, exactly what you just heard Taryn describe, and being raised in the gym and looking up to her mother. And Taryn, I think you said that both of your parents played soccer. I don't know about your older brother, but you know, you had choices. You could have played softball. You could have played a whole bunch of different sports, but the influence of your parents, it sounds like your mother in particular, never mind them both playing sports, but your mom being a volleyball coach, is what led you to volleyball. So very impactful.
It is, yeah. You know, and I did play other sports growing up. I did play soccer up until my sophomore year in high school. And it got down to the point where, you know, I was the only goalie on my soccer team, and I was the starting setter on my club volleyball team. And tournaments ended up being on the same weekends, and so I obviously couldn't be in two places at once.
I see.
And so I had to sit down with both my coaches and kind of talk to them about it, and then talk to my parents. And, you know, my dad, in the end, he basically told me, look, you need to figure out which one you love to practice more, because you're going that way more than you're going to compete. No matter what sport, everybody loves to compete.
Wow.
So you have to figure out which one you love to practice for.
Oh, what great advice.
For me, that hands down turned to volleyball for me.
What great advice. I love that.
That's kind of what led me there. And both of them supported me 100% on whichever one I chose.
I'm sure.
So that was, you know, very important to me as well.
You went off to the University of Montana for college, as we heard during the intro, 3 All Big Sky Conference Awards, in fact. But did your faith life make the trip with you when you went away to college, or by chance was this a case of, unfortunately, Bruce, I made volleyball and academics my priority and kind of fell away from practicing my faith on a regular basis?
I would say volleyball and school were definitely my priority when I went off to college. But I would come home, you know, on spring break or Christmas break, and I would still go to Mass with my family. It was definitely harder for me to practice my faith in college just because of how busy and how much travel we had. It definitely made it harder. But for me personally, I always had my own personal, like, prayer that I would do before every match. I kind of had my own little meditation that I did on my own before we went out. So it was still present. It just may not have been as consistent as it was when I was home and I had, you know, the church that I felt comfortable going to and the people with me. So it wasn't completely lost, but a little bit.
Yeah, and audience, the lesson there is, what are you doing to put your son or your daughter in a position that when they do leave to go away to college, that they will pick right back up where they left off back at home, that they're going to Mass on Sunday, that they're praying a rosary, that they're doing whatever you typically do as a family? because Taryn is the guest on episode number 308. So she's not the first one to say, no, it didn't look exactly like it did when I was at home with mom and dad. So we've heard these stories before. So please use them as lessons, just like so many other great witness stories that we hear from guests on Catholic Sports Radio. Taryn, as you continued your journey into a volleyball career, did you at some point take the 50,000-foot view of it and realize, hey, bigger picture, this is a chance to immerse myself in not just the sport I love, but being in service to youth? And by the way, not to mention using the gifts and talents you'd been blessed with for something bigger than just your own playing career.
When I was living in Montana, we did a lot of projects out with the community. We did a Habitat for Humanity project one time as a team, which was very impactful to see, you know, what we could do a day off of practice to help those less fortunate than us. We would go into different classrooms and read stories to the kids and just seeing the impact that we as athletes could have to these kids that we don't even know was huge. And I think for me, I enjoyed that a lot because growing up, service was always something that was instilled, especially at St. Francis. Like we had hours that were required, but I think for me, it was knowing that I had that experience prior, it was exciting to be able to go and help other people because I've already seen years of that impact from my service with St. Francis that it was a different opportunity for them to see me more as the athlete versus, you know, a Catholic coming and doing hours. And so I truly enjoyed those moments because that was a way for me to still stay connected to my faith when I was gone, even though it may not have been directly with the church.
Sure, sure. Yeah, I like that. I like that. And that's even better than what I was driving at, because what I envisioned when I asked you that question was, did you take a step back and realize, okay, I've been blessed with these gifts and talents to play the sport, but now I'm going to use them to not only teach the next generation the sport, but just to be in service to these kids if they need a shoulder to lean on, if they need a quote-unquote mother-type figure to come and talk to about something that's got nothing to do with volleyball. Sure, I'll happily answer skills and strategy questions for them, but now as a coach, now there's a whole lot more at play for me here.
I feel like as a coach, kind of reminding these girls that there's more than just the sport out there in life. And part of my job as a coach is not only to teach them those skills, but to teach them how to be good young women. Because if I'm not teaching them those life lessons, those skills, encouraging them to go do these service hour things, I'm not doing my job because I should be teaching them more than just volleyball. And part of that goes with when we are doing matches, showing them how to be good sports, how to be supportive, whether we win or lose with our opponent, because at the end of the day, that's more important than that victory. It's how do we show that respect to one another, I think is super important. And is definitely something that not only did my mom instill in me and my dad, but something that I want to pass on to these girls because it is something that God would want us to do.
I love it.
And I want to make sure that they treat others that way as well.
I love it. I love it. Friends, I have said in the past, please do not hit the skip button at the start of the show each week. I am saying that live each time. It's not pre-recorded. It does change. It's not something that just gets dropped in, and I don't want you to miss something important that I might be sharing. Like at the start of this episode, I said that I was going to be asking for some of you to assist me. Here is what I mean. You heard me say a little ways back, a few episodes ago, about submitting Catholic Sports Radio to the Gabriel Awards, which are given out by the Catholic Media Association. Well, we need to, A, not only decide, are we submitting for best audio podcast single episode, or are we submitting for just best podcast, in which case you submit up to three episodes, but B, which one episode or which three episodes do we want to send in? I would like some group input on that. Please email me via bruce@catholicsportsradio.net. to let me know which of those two categories you feel is best, but then which one or which three episodes you feel would be strongest to submit to support the entry and best represent Catholic Sports Radio. Meanwhile, one other way that you can be of help is supporting my Catholic Sports Radio ministry as part of your tithing. In fact, Mike, who is a listener in Laytonsville, Maryland, did exactly that, and I extend my heartfelt thanks to him for doing so. He even included a note that said, quote, "Bruce, thank you for your dedication to this ministry. I have listened to every episode and have recommended your show to many others," end quote. That just means so, so much to me. I exchanged emails with him to let him know as much, and I asked his permission to say his name on an upcoming episode. I would love to hear your story too, how this ministry has touched you, and I would love your support by way of making a contribution to Catholic Sports Radio so that together we can bring brothers and sisters in Christ closer to the Lord through the mix of faith and sports. The blue Donate to CSR button that's on the homepage of CatholicSportsRadio.net is fast, easy, and secure, and will allow you to use a credit card, debit card, or even PayPal to electronically send your contribution to my ministry. That is how Mike from Maryland sent his contribution. It's going to be late at this point, but perhaps you would still like to send me a Christmas card, and that could also be a vehicle for supporting the show, meaning, since I know some people don't like putting payment information on the internet, you can get in touch with me through social media, the website, email, for details on sending a check through the mail. Again, bruce@catholicsportsradio.net is how you can write to me. And then regardless of which of those two methods you use, meaning the blue Donate to CSR button on the website or mailing me a check, with your permission, I will happily say your name on the air on an upcoming episode of the show as a public thanks, just as you're hearing me do this week in acknowledging what Mike from Maryland was kind enough to do. Or, as some people have instructed me to do, you can ask to remain anonymous. I'm grateful for your considering Catholic Sports Radio as part of your tithing as I continue working to move more people closer to Christ through the mix of faith and sports. Taryn, before all that, you were talking about the opportunity to serve through coaching. This has only been touched on very briefly so far in our conversation, so what I want to come back to is that you are also a Catholic school teacher. I'm going to put aside the coaching role for the time being. And this is not at St. Francis where you coach. I'm going to hope and assume that you're going to tell us about robust religious studies, maybe weekly, if not monthly, mass for students at that school.
Yes, I teach at Our Lady of the Assumption School, which is in Carmichael, not too far away from St. Francis, so it's an easy commute when I do go there after work. But I teach fourth grade, and one of the beauties of being able to teach at a Catholic school is I get to talk about Christ every single day. I get to talk about him in science, not just in religion. One of the things I always remind my students is WWJD, what would Jesus do? And that's kind of how we resolve some issues that might happen in the classroom. You know, I get to teach the Ten Commandments every year, which I love because those are kind of our how to live like Christ. And we talk about what he did, and we do a monthly mass. Each class leads a mass, and I help prepare the kids to do the readings, to do the singing. And it's just, it's beautiful to see them grow throughout the year as Catholics and being able to talk to them day in and day out. It's truly very special, and I enjoy every moment of it.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Let's switch back over to St. Francis Catholic High School, though. Is there a mandate from, say, their athletics director or perhaps even the principal for you to incorporate faith into the volleyball program, or is that left for you as the head coach to define? And then either way, what does that look like with you and the student athletes that are on the volleyball team?
Well, there's not a mandate that we have to follow, but the last couple of years, we as a school incorporated the virtues into, you know, our daily practice. We would have like quotes on a different virtue. And so we kind of relate back to that pretty consistently. Like, we'll kind of talk about perseverance a lot. And so we use that. We also, before every single match, the varsity team gets together and we say a prayer. And the girls, they love this tradition. It's been there since I played. and they will come and remind me, hey, Taryn, we haven't done our prayer yet. We need to do our prayer before we play. So they take great pride in that prayer as well. And we also do some recognitions the girls will do. We have a letters to loved ones where they will write a letter to mom or dad or grandma, grandpa, you know, kind of thanking them for every opportunity that they've been given to be able to go to St. Francis. So we have them, you know, step out of their comfort zone and thank somebody. What St. Francis is all about is making these women powerful so that when they go off to college, they are going to go and change the world. That's kind of one of their sayings. And so when we are kind of encouraging them, not only through their faith, but also through that gratitude, I think it's a big impact for them individually moving off when they go off to college or whatever their job might be in the long run.
Is it an all-girls school?
It is an all-girls Catholic high school, yes.
Ah, okay, okay. Well, you said that what their mission is to send these girls off to be women that are change makers. And I thought, well, what about the boys? And then it occurred to me, well, it could be an all-girls school. So there you go. But a lot of great takeaways in there. Audience, there's some great lessons in there, some great tips that Taryn just gave out. If you're a coach or if you're in a position to share some of those ideas with coaches that you know, she just gave you some real good takeaways there that you can feel free to copy and paste into your program or someone else's program that could stand to benefit. Taryn, you are a unique case study in that you took over coaching from your own mother. As much of a terrific story and a wonderful opportunity as that is, I imagine it comes with the challenges of wanting to establish your own identity and, dare I say, start your own legacy at some point. How do you deal with the comparison game, given that it was your mother and not just some really accomplished coach that you aren't related to that you had to follow in the footsteps of?
Definitely big shoes to fill, that's for sure. And I definitely felt it this year. I think more because I wanted to make her proud. You know, we also started this year in a new league, and it definitely had all the powerhouse, so to speak, teams in the area. And so there was even more pressure added to being in a much tougher league. But in the end, what made, I think, this year so special is not only did I have her longtime assistant coach still with me, he also happened to be my assistant coach when I was there. He really helped kind of make the transition a little bit smoother. And I also had my mom to bounce ideas off of still. She was still, you know, a part of the program without actually, you know, being there at practices. She supported the girls and still came to games. And so I could bounce ideas off of her, which I think for me was huge to kind of understand, like, hey, maybe I could have done this differently, or maybe I could have tried, you know, this play differently. I was able to kind of still use her knowledge. To help me and to help the girls. And I think that made the transition for me a little bit easier than the added pressure to following everything that she accomplished while she was a coach
there. For sure. I like it.
I can reach there.
I like it. One of my guilty pleasures is watching ESPN Top 10 Plays of the Day videos. Taryn, I feel like I see more and more women's volleyball clips landing in that series as I continue watching. How much has it meant to you to see your sport continue to grow in popularity and that kind of visibility?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, my husband always laughs at me because I joke saying this is my favorite time of year, not because I love Christmas, but because it's the NCAAs, and I love being able to sit there and wrap presents and watch these matches and watch just how much the game has changed even from when I played. And, you know, now being not only a high school coach, but a club coach, going to these tournaments and just seeing all of these girls and how many teams there are is incredible. And I love that it's something that's growing throughout the country. And it's just such a fun sport, you know, because something happens different every single play. And it's exciting, and I love that girls are falling in love with it, and I love being able to be a part of that learning experience for them.
I love that analysis. Something different happens every play. That's good. That's good. And audience, you can tell that Taryn is truly, truly passionate about the sport of volleyball. However, we're going to close with one final question, which I know is going to be your favorite subject. Taryn, please tell us about your family, how long you and your husband have been in the sacrament of holy matrimony and the family that the two of you have made.
We have been married for 6 years. We got married in the church just as a family, and then we did a ceremony with all of our friends after the fact. But we've been married for 6 years, and we have two children. Kate's 5, and Kyle is 2, and both have been baptized in the church. And Kate actually gets to go to school with me every day because she goes to the school that I teach at, which is awesome.
Awesome. Taryn, it's been so great having you on Catholic Sports Radio. God bless you and your family. Thank you so much, and have a Merry Christmas. We're going to do a closing prayer, but just wanted to really acknowledge the time that you made, because I know that this is the end of the semester, so it means a lot that you took time to be on the show.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to talk with you, and I hope you have a Merry Christmas as well.
And audience, I thought it would be appropriate if our closing prayer would speak to what I mentioned in my ministry moment. So this one is called The Prayer to Play Fair in the Game of Life. Let's pray it together right now in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Lord, in the struggle that goes on through life, we ask for a field that is fair, a chance that is equal with all the strife, the courage to strive and to dare. And if we should win, let it be by the code, with our faith and our honor held high. And if we should lose, let us stand by the road and cheer as the winners go by. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks so much for listening. This is Catholic Sports Radio. Find more at catholicsportsradio.net, as well as on Facebook, X, and Instagram. It is at Cath Sports Radio on all those, C-A-T-H, at Cath Sports Radio. I'm Bruce Wozniak, wishing you a very Merry Christmas. And remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's that it's Jesus that you always choose.